a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. The House Transportation Committee will come to order, and good morning to all of you. Just a reminder to turn your cell phones off, and hello to the internet listeners as well. I wanted to go ahead and let the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Elliott.
Here.
Ironclad.
Here.
Cobb.
Here.
Lang.
Here.
McLaughlin.
Here.
Norstrup.
Here.
Russell. Shrimp. Steele. He's excused. Virgil.
Here.
Junkie.
Here.
And Cripps.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Quorum is present. I'm sure.
Steele. Yes. Steele. Have you done? Sorry.
Okay.
It's Steele that's excused.
Representative Shrimp is coming in the door right now.
Okay.
I'm sure all of you have read the minutes from the last meeting, and I got a motion to approval of minutes by Representative Street, seconded by Representative Navstrup. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Minutes approved. We'll have the reminder of the those that are testifying today on House Bill 1034 and House Bill 1035 to sign in, please. And anything that you want distributed, go ahead and utilize the pages. And at this time, I'd like to ask our pages to introduce themselves.
I'm
Whitney's from Clark.
I'm Kayla Whiskas, and I'm from Garrettson.
And Kayla is from Garrettson. Thank you. We always appreciate all of your hard work and running around like busy bees. We appreciate you being here. At this time, we will take up in consideration House Bill 1034. All those in favor of the of taking up 1034, you guys want to say aye?
Aye.
I'm looking for a proponent testimony on House Bill 1034.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I thought maybe you were going to pass the bill and I didn't even have to testify on it. I thought, boy, that's good. House Bill 1034 basically just is a bill to bring consistency to our mailing fees. If you remember, during the last year's legislative session, we had a bill in to increase the mailing fees on decals from 50 cents to a dollar, and those had not been raised, I think, since 1960. And then we also raised the mailing of our license plates from $3 to $5. Well, in that process, we apparently forgot that we had some other sections that had not been addressed that were then caused the inconsistency in our laws and our mailing fees, and was causing some confusion to our constituents, because in one case they would pay $3 and another place they would pay $5. So this bill just brings into line and makes it consistent that whenever we or the counties mail license plates, a $5 fee will be assessed, which is a mailing fee for postage and handling. And if decals are mailed, then it would be the $1 mailing fee that would be assessed. And we do collect some fees in the department, but the majority are done at the county. So I'd be happy to answer any questions when appropriate.
Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1034.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Lindsay Ryder Rapp, and I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Auto Dealers, as well as the South Dakota Manufactured Homes. And I'm just here today to testify in support of the bill, and I urge your passage of it. Thank you.
Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1034. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1034. Opponent testimony on House Bill 1034. Opponent testimony on House Bill 1034. One last call. Opponent testimony on House Bill 1034. Secretary, Director Hilmer, I'm not going to allow for a rebuttal since there is no opening testimony. Moving on to committee questions. Representative Versio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have questions to comment.
Questions of the committee for proponent testimony. Questions of the committee for proponent testimony. Moving to committee discussion and or action. Representative Versio.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I would just like to remind all the representatives here, and I certainly have nothing against this, but I fear we're starting to go down the same road we went down last year, and doesn't particularly pertain to transportation, but we haven't cut one penny yet, and now all of a sudden we're increasing fees already, and for that reason and that reason only, I am not going to support this. Thank you.
Further comments or discussion from the committee? And or action from the committee? Comments on that motion, Representative Elliott? Further comments on the do pass motion on House Bill 1034? Further comments on the do pass motion on House Bill 1034? No further comments then. I will restate the motion. The motion is a do pass motion on House Bill 1034. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Elliott.
Aye.
Ironclad.
Aye.
Cobb.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
McLaughlin.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Russell.
Nay.
Shrimp. Steele. Street.
Aye.
Vercio.
No.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
9-3.
Do pass motion passes on a 9-3 vote on House Bill 1034. I will assign House Bill 1034 to Representative Street for carrying on the in your caucus and on the floor, and for our caucus, Representative Knobstrup. Moving on to House Bill 1035 to revise certain provisions regarding boat license decals and boat numbering, brought by the Committee on Transportation at the request of the Department of Revenue and Regulation. Proponent testimony on House Bill 1035.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And this bill is being brought to you, if you will look at the bill. The language that we're removing is the reference to the expiration date of December 31st. As you will recall, we did implement a staggered registration system for our boats this past couple years. And in reviewing the statutes, we found that we had a conflict because of the December 31st expiration date. The Section 2 change that we made is we are removing the option for the 1 or 3 year period. And I know there may be some concerns about this, but what our process is right now, we do the internet renewal process. We have opened that up, and I'm very pleased to say that between January and 1st and January 25th, we had about an 8% usage of the internet system in the top 10 counties, and statewide it was about 5%. So we're very pleased with that fact. We currently right now do not allow boats to renew online because of the 1 or 3 year option. And with the removal of the reference to the 1 to 3 years, it will give us the opportunity to set in place a couple of options for people. And we will work very closely with Game Fish and Parks and in the writing of their rules for that process. Currently, right now, under our internet renewal system, and even at the counties, if we're looking at moving to, if you've seen the snowmobile decal process, they get just the regular decal, and then we're doing the small decals that then validate those for the year. And that seems to be working well. We're going to work with Game Fish and Parks to implement something similar to that for boats. And we're doing this really to assist the constituents so that they can only have to go to the courthouse once, not multiple times throughout the year. So we think it's a good positive thing. And, you know, I can answer any questions at the appropriate time, but we would truly support your positive vote on this bill.
Thank you, Deb. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1035. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1035. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1035. Opponent testimony on House Bill 1035. It is 10:12. Do you think we can make this meeting by 10:15? Opponent testimony on House Bill 1035. Opponent testimony on House Bill 1035. Seeing none, moving to committee questions on House Bill 1035. Questions of the committee on House Bill 1035. Seeing none, moving on to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1035. Committee discussion and or action on the Act to Revise Certain Provisions Regarding Boat License Decals and Numbering. Representative Frim.
I'll move do pass.
Move a motion of do pass motion on House Bill 1035 by Representative Shrimp, seconded by Representative Kopp. Comments on the do pass motion, Representative Shrimp?
No comment. It's just an idea. I think it's a good deal.
Further comments on the do pass motion or discussion on the do pass motion on 1035? Further discussion on the do pass motion. This time, seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will call the roll on House Bill 1035, a do pass motion on the Act to Revise Certain Provisions Regarding Boat License Decals and Boat Numbering. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Elliott.
Aye.
Ironclad.
Aye.
Kopp.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
McLaughlin.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Street.
Aye.
Verschio.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
12-0.
House Bill 1035 passes the 10 or 12 vote. We have a motion by Representative Lang. There we go.
Seconded
by a motion for consent calendar for Representative Lang, seconded by Representative Junkie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Bill 1035 goes on consent calendar. Any other items of discussion from the committee?
Do you want to sign that to somebody in caucus?
Oh. Representative Elliott, would you like to carry House Bill 1035 on the floor if there were any questions and in your caucus?
Sure.
And Representative Kopp, if there's any questions in the Republican caucus, would you go ahead and carry this? Any further questions or comments, discussions? There's a Tuesday meeting. Next Tuesday, we'll be looking and carrying I believe two more bills, possibly three for the Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., and I'll get those assigned here later today. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Representative moves for a motion to adjourn, seconded by Representative Kopp. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Committee adjourned.
Please leave your books, your black books.
Yeah.